You're listening to Real World News.
The Bolivian and Paraguayan governments participated on Tuesday in the Assembly of Social Movements in Cancun near the Moon Palace Hotel, where the official climate negotiations are taking place. After the press conference called by La Villa Campesina at the luxurious resort of the COP, a Bolivian and a Paraguayan representative met with the movements. Around 5,000 people participated in the march, also called by La Villa Campesina, and at the end of this mass mobilization, they carried out an assembly of the peoples. UN Bolivian Ambassador Pablo Solon and Paraguayan President Advisor on Climate Change Miguel Lovera participated. In an interview with Real World Radio, Paraguay's representative said that his goal in the assembly was to ensure the social movements that his country is defending the same cause that they are protecting. He also said that justice is necessary, in addition to an agreement in Cancun that implies a reduction of emissions by developed countries, since they are the ones responsible for the climate debt. Lovera said that very little has been negotiated so far at the COP. Decisions that would change the lives of many are being dangerously left to a few. We believe this is not the right approach. The legitimate representatives of 190 countries are present here, and we can reach a reasonable agreement. The Paraguayan representative highlighted that we need realist solutions to climate change and not the false solutions that only imply trade and profits for some companies and countries. Meanwhile, Pablo Solon was one of the many people who addressed the People's Assembly. In his speech, he stated that the struggles in the streets are the same as the struggles inside the Moon Palace. The proposals to recognize the rights of nature if we are to solve climate change have reached the inside negotiations. In his opinion, the climate crisis is a result of a lack of respect towards nature, towards our Mother Earth. It is a result of treating nature as if it was a thing. He believes that this crisis will be solved if we restore a relationship of balance and harmony with nature, recognizing that nature also has rights. Just like the process to recognize human rights was started more than 100 years ago, we are proposing the beginning of a process to recognize the rights of nature, of Mother Earth, to change the relationship imposed by capitalism. Solon stated that new carbon markets are being promoted at the COP and that the Bolivian government has strongly rejected them, according to what was agreed in Cochabamba by the World People's Conference, which took place in April 2010. The Bolivian delegate explained that carbon markets allow industrialized countries to buy emission reduction certificates generated in the Global South and avoid this way their domestic reductions. This is unacceptable because through these market mechanisms, developed countries are transferring the responsibility to developing countries, said Solon. So, at the end of the day, who is financing who? With these mechanisms, we are financing them, he stated. With reference to the market mechanisms, Solon rejected especially the reducing emissions from deforestation and forest degradation in developing countries and said that he is extremely worried about this. A mechanism to turn natural resources into commodities and begin a process of purchase and sale of these resources was never raised before, he said. With RED, they aim to estimate how much carbon does a certain forest capture to sell emission reduction credits according to that amount, he added. He said that, of course, a finance mechanism is necessary to preserve forests, not to commodify them. He said that developing countries are being pressured to approve of RED and that it is a challenge to avoid them in the negotiations. The central issue at the COP is reducing emissions, which is related to an agreement on a second commitment period under the Kyoto Protocol. The northern countries, responsible for 75% of polluting emissions to the atmosphere, are not taking on any binding commitment. Bolivian representative highlighted that the average global temperature increased 0.8 degrees Celsius and that even with this small figure, the natural consequences are extremely negative. He warned about the seriousness of the situation with an even higher increase in world temperature. They want to avoid emission reduction commitments and continue the discussions next year. This is unacceptable because human lives are at stake, said Solon. Each year, 300,000 people die due to climate change and the natural disasters it caused. It is irresponsible to say in Cancun that they can't commit to an effective reduction of their greenhouse gas emissions, he said. Finally, Solon made reference to the proposal to create an international climate justice tribunal by the People's Agreement of Cochabamba to try the main drivers of climate change. This is what scares rich countries the most, the ones who know that they are responsible for the loss of human lives, the loss of nature, don't want to be tried, and they especially don't want to be punished, he concluded.
You're listening to Real World News.